mir ist euer Ort, ich bin Kinder Lars gefunden. Whiskey, Henry, you are coming in loud and clear. You're very audible. You only have a touch of white noise on you. Other than that, you're very good.
Appreciate you call back. I'm picking up a lot of static on my end on both radios tonight, but ironically less on this little QYT with only 25 watts. Over.
I got a 25 watt motor oil that I'm using. Did I have to sign off? Just heard you ask the radio check, and I wanted to respond to you before I got out the car.
Maybe it was a power supply. Maybe the wires were loose on the back of it or something going wrong with that. First time I cut it on today, but I didn't know if there was any storm activity in the area. Over.
Roger that. Hang on. You said KD4SRR. Your name's not Scott, is it?
Last part. Come back again.
What's your name, sir?
KJ4WZM. My name is Daniel and my location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Hops, here's Head Mountain about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. This repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Bulletins or announcements for the net. Please call KJ4WZM again with the pre-net check-in. Net would like to recognize W4FCM, that's Fritz, and 4IEI, his wife Isla, they're in travel. W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville, KF4MRA. That is Fred in Johannesburg, South Africa. K4ROW, that is Richard in Greenville. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. KF4LZI, Andy from Table Rock. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. KA2AXQ, that is Ken in Pickens. KN4MDA, John in Lyman. W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson. KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors. And KC4W, Bill in Anderson. Give me 1 second while I count these up real quick, and I'll let y'all know how many I have. Pickens tonight. That'd be 16 with me for anybody keeping count. Do I have any first-time check-ins to the Blue Ridge Meter Net or anyone who recently upgraded their license? Call KJ4WZM. This time we'll go ahead with Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, Echolink stations. Call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. If you would, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Whiskey Zulu. KO4WWZ. Name is Chan, Charlie Hotel, Alpha November. And I'll be negative and negative. QTH tonight is the Sleep Center in Greenville.
Shell, we're all in Greenville and we'll all be negative and negative.
W4WZM, please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
W4WWZ, can you call KJ4WZM? I need your location again. I didn't quite catch that. KO4WWZ, KJ4WZM. Uh, here. I did catch that he was in Greenville, so I'll just put that. Next up, Rick, KK4DMW. I got you checking in on Echolink, but you doubled with Chandler. Is there any way you can come back to me and let me know if you were also checking in Lorena and Michelle so I can check them in? You said QTH was Greenville, I do believe, which is different than normal. Would you mind letting me know who all you're checking in? KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. This is Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And yes, I was checking in my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Greenville at Greenville Memorial, and we'll all be negative and negative.
J4WZM, this is KO4WWZ, QTH tonight is the Sleep Center on Verdeo Boulevard.
KO4WWZ, that is Chandler. I'll update his location in just a second. I would also like to recognize W4DJW, that is Dave and Greer. KK4DMW, that is Rick. KK4ONO, his wife Lorena, and KM4MOQ, his daughter Michelle. They're over there at Greenville Memorial tonight. Real quick, Rick, could you, be sure to let Lorena and Michelle know that we said hello from the Blue Ridge Demeter Net. And also, if you would have a second, could you update us on how Lorena is doing? KK4DMW, KJ4WZM.
She has broken her left hip, and during surgery she apparently suffered a stroke. So we're waiting to see how recovery goes on the stroke portion of it. KK4DMW.
Oh, man, I'm really, really sorry to hear that. I hope everything goes okay. Please definitely keep us updated on that. We will be sure to keep her in our thoughts and prayers, and I'll be sure to check up with you on how she's doing until she comes back out, for sure. Real sorry to hear that. I hope she's able to recover okay. KK4DMW, KJ4WZM. Gather Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, this is November 1, Juliet, Bravo, Alpha. It's N1, JBA. This is James and Pelzer. I'll be negative and negative.
N1JBA. N1JBA. KJ4WZM. Got your name is James. Here's the location. Did you say that was Welford?
No, sir. I'm located in Pelzer. P-E-L-Z-E-R.
James, I got you. It's Pelzer. Thank you for coming back to me on that. All right. That looks like that does it for Echolink stations at this time. So we'll go ahead with the rest of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the right view portion. Tonight being Friday night, we'll go ahead and begin with Uniform 3 Zulu. Stations at the suffix of your call beginning U through Z, call KJ4WZM.
Hello, Oscar 4, Yankee Uniform November. Calling from the Walmart intake, Walmart parking lot intake.
X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB, Tommy, Southern Greenville County, I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on that.
Net control, this is Joe, call sign KE0UUX, calling from Mount Pisgah up here on the mountain. I'll be negative and negative, 73 is everybody on the net.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray. K
KO4ZYX. Daniel Woodruff, be negative and negative.
Y4YUN, that is Tanner and Pickens. K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County. I got a station from Mount Pisgah. I'll be back to you in a KO4ZYX. KO4ZYX, I do believe it was. That is Daniel in Woodruff. Station from Mount Pisgah. I have, this probably isn't correct, and I don't have your name, but I have Kilo Bravo Zero Bravo Uniform X-ray. I have a feeling that's not correct. Would you mind coming back with your call sign again and your name? KJ4WZM.
Hodge Net Control, this is Kilo Echo Zero Uniform. So, I'm here on Mount Pisgah. Sometimes I have to stand outside. Sometimes I can't get my signal out, but hopefully I'm coming out clear now. This is KE0UUX.
I've got KE0UUX. That is Joseph in Mount Pisgah, right? That I've got that corrected in my log. Any other stations? Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, Robert from Joanna, and that'll be negative and negative. Over.
W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Oz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
Gideon, would y'all stand by 1 second? Right back. I gotta take care of something real quick. Give me 1 second, folks.
KJ4WZM from KA4PQA. KJ4WZM, this is KA4PQA.
Roger that, Gary. You are way down in the noise, Gary. Check your beams or are your batteries. One of the two, over. From Miss Joy, we said hello.
Give me a signal report.
KJ4WZM, KO4NUE, you're in the repeater, Daniel, and I didn't hear any noise, over. For WZM, KO4NUE.
Into the repeater, but I couldn't hear anything on my end. I had to move my antenna. Hang on 1 second. 4WZM, signal report again.
Yeah, you're just about full quieting. Go ahead, Daniel.
This is KJ4WZM. I have some stations to recognize. Chad, were you here when I cleared out for a second?
Was not. But Daniel, if you need some help, just let me know. I'll be glad to help you any way I can. Over.
Well, attempted to check in while I was gone, but the last stations that I had was KD4SSR. That was Robert and. Move back up one notch. I don't know if I recognize this one or not. I have KO4YZYX. That was Daniel and Woodruff. I think I got him. KD4SRR. That is Robert and Joanna. And W4WOZ. That was Rod from the land of Waz. Was there? Can anyone let me know if I had any since then? I know I have KO4NUE. Chad. Who else do I have that try to check in?
KO4YUN. You did not miss me, but I would just like to mention that I'd like to portion and rag you, if you don't mind, please. Thank you.
Got KI4DOS Gary, I'm assuming K3JOY as well, correct?
Also, KA4QA, Jason, had a great check in here.
got KF4DOS, that's Gary, K3JOY, that is Joy, KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood, and KO4NUE, that was Chad, probably Campobello, I think, and I have a recheck station. Go ahead, recheck.
Ago.
That is correct, I got you. But were you the recheck station?
K4XB.
I think I've got everybody caught up now. I think. I'll go ahead and start back with one last call for Uniform through Zulu. U through Z, call KJ4WZM.
This is QO Oscar 4, Yankee Uniform November. I checked in earlier, but I'd just like to re-mention that I'd like a portion in rag shoe, please, if you don't mind. Thank you.
I got you marked down. I appreciate that. I had missed that. I'm sorry. Uniform through Zulu, we'll try Alpha through Delta next. Stations to the Soex Survey, call A through D. Call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt. Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville, I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Delta Zulu Sierra, KO4DZS Scott in Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative.
KO4BLH, that is Kurt in Greenville, and KO4DZS, that is Scott in Pendleton. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KJ4WZM.
Please check in November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar. N4AHO, this is Doug in Walhalla. Negative and negative tonight, thank you. 73 to the net.
N4AHO, that is Doug in Walhalla. We'll go ahead and move up to E3H, Echo through Hotel. Call KJ4WZM.
WZM. November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith, Portable, and Anderson, negative and negative, came in right at the end of the group.
4WZM.
Daniel, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry, and Candler, and we'll stick around a little bit tonight, Daniel.
Air control. Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Jane, and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
In Kilo, November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. This is Wendy in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Please also check in my husband Mark, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. W2MJB. He'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net.
Net would like to recognize KN4CHY. That is Keith. Threw me for a loop there, Keith. You see, you checking in Seneca. I already wrote Seneca down. I had to go back and rewrite Anderson. That's checked in, Anderson. KC4EDN, that is Harry and Candler. Harry, I don't remember if I had you marked down for comments or not. I didn't mark it, but I'm not sure about that. I'll ask you after I finish these stations here. Next up is W4FHJ. That is Gene and Taylor's. KN4HTP. Wendy from Simpsonville, she brings along with her. WMJB. That is her husband, Mark. Wendy, tell Mark we said hello. They're at home in Simpsonville tonight. KC4EZN. I'm sorry I missed it. Are you sticking around for comments tonight or not? No pressure. I just didn't know if I had missed writing it down or not.
4WZM, KC4EZN. You just missed writing it down, Daniel. I'll stick around and harass you a little bit about something. We'll come up with something good.
Sounds good, Harry. I got you marked down for comments. Any other stations, E3H, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Community Net, call KJ4WZM.
ZM.
please check in and out of turn. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. KO4 NNH. My name is Fred. I'm mobile in Piedmont. Same thing you down all the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight. And Rick, if you're listening, I'm praying for you and your family.
4 WZM, KO4 NUE.
For WVM.
Hey, Daniel. Go ahead and give me your count so far. Let me have what you got, and you take care of your situation. I'll give you a holler after the net. Give me your count and let me know where you are. Over.
All right. KR4 NUE. KJ4 WVM. Please copy my. My routine abbreviated to from KJ4 WVM to KO4 NUE. Check-ins 41. No traffic other than this message. Two stations for comments. KO4 YUN. That is Tanner from Pickens. And KC4EZN, that is Harry and Kindler. My station 41, my count of stations at 41 includes me and you both. How copy?
QSL, what alphabet group you on, Daniel?
I think I'm a Mike through Papa, I think. I know I've done E through H. I think I'm in Mike through Papa now.
I copy message number 2 and two stations in for comments, KO4YUN and KC, Mr. Harry up in Canada. Total of 41 check-ins. And is that correct so far? Roger that. I got it. I'll take it from here. I'll give you a holler out of the net after the net. All right. This is KO4 NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. KC4 EZN KO4 NUE. Or EZN KO4 NUE. Any station. Anybody give me any idea what alphabet group Daniel was on? Over.
KO4 NUE. This is KK4JFO.
Let me have it, over.
We're starting India through Lima. India through Lima.
Roger that. Roger that. Okay, this is KO4 NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any station with the suffix that begins with India through Lima, please call KO4 NUE.
NUE. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, send 73s for each one of you.
I don't know if Daniel got me in or not. This is KO4 NNH Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. My name is Fred. I'm mobile in Piedmont. Chad, I gotta get out of here, man. Be negative, negative tonight. 73, you, Daniel, and all the net.
NUE. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and as usual, I will be around for comments. Everyone have a good night. 73.
KO4 NUE for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So far, we'd like to welcome KK4JFO, that's Mr. James, up in Tuxedo, North Carolina. James, it's always a pleasure to hear you. And also KO4NNH, that's Mr. Fred, mobiling around in Piedmont. And also KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, I have you marked down for... And please say hello to Miss Donna tonight, KC4MFK, along with Mr. Larry. Appreciate you guys checking in with us. All right, any more stations, India through Lima,
please call KO4NUE. Let's move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station with the suffix that begins with Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. VQ, Stacy and Anderson, I'm in and out. Thanks.
Mr. Stacy in Henderson, and that's N4OVQ, and my good friend Mr. Walt, K4OIM in Inman. And Walt, that's good news. I'm glad that you have finished your radiation, and we are all looking forward to hearing you call the net again. So whenever you're ready, you just let me know. Also, we'd like to welcome W4NGU, that's Mr. Phil in Boiling Springs. Phil, hope you are doing well tonight, and if you're out on the handy walking your dog, please be careful and have a great evening. Also, we'd like to welcome Whiskey X-Ray 2 Juliet Romeo, WX2JR, that's Mr. Paul up at Mount Pisgah, and KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd in Simpsonville. All right, any more stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
Section WX2PJR.
Mr. Paul, the net would like to recognize WX2PJR. Mr. Paul up in Mount Pisgah. All right, well, any more stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station with the suffix that begins with Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
In and out, Kilo, Foxtrot, Ford, Tango, Zulu, Charlie, Daryl, my QCH is Tennessee,
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. No traffic, no comments. I'll be monitoring and direct you.
We recognize everybody in this group. Mr. Darrell up in Hendersonville. Just a little bit down in the white noise. I got Charlie Foxtrot 4, Tango something Charlie. So if you don't mind, give me your call sign, words twice, please.
Kilo Foxtrot Tango Zulu Charlie. And I'm located right now at Kiwi. And I'm using a handy helper.
Well, that is Kilo Foxtrot 4, Tango Zulu Charlie, is that correct, sir? Kilo Foxtrot 4, Tango Zulu Charlie. You're down, not quite making it into the repeater. Can you let me know if that's the correct call sign? Over.
Correct.
Roger that. Okay, I got you in the log, Daryl. You're down in the noise, but I got you. So the Blue Ridge 2-meter net would like to welcome KF4 Tango Zulu Charlie. That's Mr. Darrell up in Hendersonville. And WD8RON, that's Mr. Ed in Brevard. Appreciate appreciate you guys checking in with us tonight. All right, any more stations? Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, currently in Simpsonville. No comment, no traffic.
4NUE.
KO4NUE. David, I did not get your wife's call. Can you say you're way down in the noise tonight? But don't give up on me. Let me get you both in the log. Can you give me your call signs, your wife's call sign words twice, please? Alpha Foxtrot 4 Sierra X-ray. Is that correct, sir? I have her name, please.
Lorraine.
David, did you say Lorraine over? I got you. Okay, let's recognize what we got so far. I would like to welcome KN4RJN, that's Mr. Brown, I mean Mr. John, in Simpsonville. John, appreciate you checking in with us tonight. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG, that's Mr. Chris in Liberty, and KF4NXY, that's David, I believe, in Southern Greenville County. He brings along his wife, Alpha Foxtrot 4 Sierra X-ray. That's Miss Marie. Okay, any more stations? Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. We'll open it up to the big group. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. Alpha through Zulu, my correction. Please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Please check in and out KJ4BKI. Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India. Jack, Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Irish 2-meter net would like to welcome KJ4BKI. That's Mr. Jack up in Rock Hill, South Carolina. All right, I'll pause here and give one more call, Alpha through Zulu, before we move on to the RAGCHU. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment, and thanks for picking up the net. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
KO4NUE, please check in K1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey, rolling in Pickens, negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
There's two familiar voices. Mr. Duncan, it is so nice to hear you. It's been a while since we have had an opportunity to chat, but it's so nice to hear you from Asheville. You have a very nice signal tonight, sir. The net would like to recognize KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan up in Asheville, and also my good friend Mr. Roland, K1CJW in Pickens. Mr. Rowland, you got that antenna straightened out yet?
Chad, but I'm working on it. I'm in no hurry. K1CJW.
Oh, and will you let me know when you're ready, and I'll come work with you for the day. It'll be my pleasure. So you just let me know. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. We'd like to thank each one of you for checking in with us. All stations wishing not to hang around for the RACQ may secure at your leisure. We'll begin the RACQ portion, and we'll stop periodically for further check-ins. First on the stump tonight is K-O-4-Y-U-N. That's Mr. Tanner and Easley Pickens, I believe. Mr. Tanner, go ahead and pick it up.
K-O-4-Y-U-N. Radio check
before I start talking. You got a little bit of white noise on your signal, but you are definitely copyable and kind of pleasant to listen to. So go right ahead and take it.
Yes, sir, Chad. I have me and Chris had quite the time after our conversation earlier today.
So you were able to get some programming into your radio, and were able to kind of understand, you know, how the frequency works and how it's kind of like a recipe, right? It's just like Mama's recipe for macaroni and cheese, right?
K-O-4-N-U-E,
so I lost just the last tail end of that. Cannot figure out how to do what? Over.
The repeater book app, and me and Chris were messing with it a little bit, but we could not for some reason figure out why it was showing the repeater, why the mountain repeater was showing just about every other repeater in my area except the one I'm working on.
In there, I promise you, it's in there. You may be looking over it. Caesar's Head is going to be listed as W4NYK. You can do a search on repeater book just for that call sign, or you can go to QRZ.com and type in the call sign and get the information that you need, if that's helpful. Then what's the call sign for this repeater? Is that correct? Over.
That sounds
right. I'm not able to bring up repeater book right now, but W4TS does sound correct. Over.
Comment. The repeater that was not coming up on his repeater book app was the WX4PG. For some reason, mine had it. We got it programmed in, but we programmed it in off my repeater book. His, it was not showing up for some reason. And one thing I forgot to do is check the power output on his ST65. He might be talking under 5 watts.
Respected that. Tanner, if you've got the opportunity, take a look at your handy
and go to the power out function and see how much power out you're putting. You should be doing a little better than that, so you need to be up at 5 watts, over.
KO4NUE, this is KO4. Yes, sir, I would definitely take up on that. Besides that, I just wanted to give you an update on how I was doing. KO4NUE, this is KO4YUN. I'll be 73.
Sam, we appreciate you dropping by, and it's always. And I'm glad you got to learn a lot. Chris is an excellent teacher. So, appreciate you taking the time to listen. It's always helpful to have someone that you're trying to help that wants to listen. That's kind of key there, so appreciate that. All right, well, we're going to move on to next on the list, which is KC4EZN. Mr. Harry, if in camera, if you're still there, sir, and you'd like to make some comments, go ahead.
KO4NUE, KC4EZN. Good evening, Chad. I had some comments for Daniel, but I guess I'll have to save them for another time. He's kind of fun to harass a little bit. We have fun with that. But anyway, it's real good that there was somebody who could just move right in and take over and be very, very seamless with that. That's one of the values of having a really, really good set of net control operators. Whenever something happens with one, the rest of us may not know. I know when y'all switched, I had gone out to fix popcorn, and so when I came back, you were there. But anyway, we've been having some fun tonight. There was an opening on 6 meters, and I managed to work Texas and Minnesota and Louisiana and Florida tonight on 6 meters. And that, the Minnesota was a little bit of a stretch for 6 meter. I don't ordinarily do that well on 6, but summer's coming on, and that's when 6 meters is active. So that's what we've been doing here, and we'll turn it back to you, Chad, and pass it on to the next person, KO4NUE, KC4EZN, and thanks for picking it up.
Mr. Harry, well, I'm glad you made the contacts, and I don't know that I've ever done anything with 6 meters. But I'm glad that you're successful with it. You seem to be pretty successful with that Tintec, and I'm glad for you, because I wouldn't know where to start with the older radios, but you seem to do very well with it, so kudos to you. And do you have anything else for us, Mr. Harry?
I don't knock the old radio. It actually, it's not the Tintec, it's the Yaesu FT-857 that I'm working on right now. But the magical thing is they've all got an on-off switch, and they've all got a push-to-talk, and sometimes you have to figure out which button to push. I've got a 7300, and I don't push buttons on it. I touch the screen, That's a little bit of a mind shift for me sometimes, but it is all fun, and the antenna I'm using is a 6 meter Boxen, which I built, and it is pointed roughly west, so I think that's why I managed to get into Minnesota so well, is that antenna does have, number one, it's directional, and number two, it's got some gain on it, and I have not yet played with it, as in tuning it and, getting the best SWR. I just put it together according to rough dimensions. The tuner seems to be able to handle it. So, anyway, we're having fun with it. We'll turn it back to you, Chad. KO4NUE, KC4EZN.
Harry, well, I appreciate you dropping by. It's always a pleasure talking with you. I wasn't knocking the Tintec. I just was saying that I've got there's a Elmer in our club that he was trying to explain to me how to use one of the older radios. And I kind of lost him when he said, you have to dip something.
I don't know exactly what he meant by dipping. I think it had something to do with the vacuum tube. But just beyond my, you know, understanding. I like the menus, I like the screens, and I love the buttons. But anyway, appreciate you dropping by and talking with us. So you have anything else for us tonight, Mr. Harry?
I will have to join you when you talk about dipping the thing. I think basically what you're doing is tuning that radio's outputs to match the antenna, and that's tube type, and that is, I'm going to say 20 years before my day. This Corsair 2 is an all-solid state, so it has knobs and buttons and digital display, and it is, even though it's a pure analog radio, it's still a real jewel to operate. It operates the same as the rest of them. It's just that the knobs do different things and are different places, but they still talk and work. So, but yeah, I know what you're talking about with that tube stuff, and I think I'm glad I don't have to worry about that. I'm gonna be happy with what I got. Y'all have a good weekend, Chad. KO4NUE, KC4EGN.
Appreciate it. Pleasure talking with you. I don't get to talk with you often, but when I do, it's a real treat. So appreciate you talking with me a little bit tonight. All right, we'll move on before we move up to Mr. Larry. Any stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next on the stump tonight, which is KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry. Larry, you almost got a clean stump, but it sits just as well. So go ahead, sir.
NUE, KK4JBQ. We'll first of all ask for a signal report.
KO4NUE, so you have a little bit of white noise, but you are very copyable and rather pleasant to listen to.
Okay. Well, it's just that many people have had difficulties this evening, and I'm not aware of any meteorological reason for it. But just thought I'd ask so that I wouldn't be... handicapped here. And this is one reason why we check into the net, to keep our eye on the ball, so to speak, and to know how we sound, because I can't hear me when I'm talking to you.
I do understand what you mean. It's when you can't hear yourself and you're having problems. You don't know it. Everybody else hears it, but you don't. And I understand exactly what you mean. I have encountered that myself. Get the beams turned wrong or not paying attention to what's going on. I've got a RF switch in here where I can switch between radios. And occasionally I'll try to transmit while I'm on the wrong switch, and people let me know real quick.
Helpful, very helpful. Years ago, I read about I think manufacturers make this device, and I think they generally work about the same. They're called station monitors. I think they're pricey, but a lot of stations who find it, well, the stations that you... progress in this hobby get more complicated and more complicated, and so just so it doesn't get out of hand and some things small and perhaps otherwise insignificant get crossed up, you just watch your station monitor and you see what your output is, and you can see many things, but I've personally never seen one of these things. Maybe somebody out there has one and would like to give us a primer. Well, so today was a slow day. I was slow. It was a beautiful day, so I did things that you can accomplish outside when it's not broiling hot and humid. I know those days are coming, and you know, we're going to get them because of where we are, and that's okay. I want to, if he should be listening still, I want to say, Daniel, whatever your problems are, I'm feeling for you, and I said a little prayer for you. And I will join in and say, good on you for picking that up so quick and doing such a professional job of it. Just being an amateur doesn't mean you have to be klutzy. Handling something smoothly and professionally, it's a nice thing. It's a nice thing to witness, believe me. But I've picked up a few tools today and tried to fix the front door. I have one of those screen doors that is in addition to the actual fire door that's on the house. And it has a deadbolt lock. And when Donna goes out to get the mail, she takes a key for the mailbox and a key for the door, because I'll come along and I'll see that door is unlatched. Or maybe I'll go out and just coming back in, I lock the thing and she finds herself locked out. But the key that we thought worked on this thing does not anymore. It doesn't unlatch the door. So I think I have a tumbler problem. I'll be taking it out and working on that tomorrow, I suppose. KK4JPQ.
UE. Well, Larry, I got a funny little story to tell you about tumblers and locks. So when I first joined up, first day on the job, I showed up at work and about 45 minutes early. Brand new on the job first day, in uniform, you know, stuck my freshly issued keys into the gate lock, and I noticed that the lock was a little sticky. So I unlocked the shop and went in to the POL cabinet where they keep petroleum and lubricants and things like that, and found a little white bottle, and it had pink oil in it. And I thought, okay, well, somebody stuck some transmission fluid in here, and they're using it in this little squirt bottle. So I took it out to the gate and just filled the lock full of what I thought was transmission fluid and went about my business. So lunchtime came, and we all piled up in the supervisor's vehicle, and my mentor, Mr. Cooley, Sergeant First Class Cooley, he was trying to get the gate locked, and it would not lock. And he kept monkeying with it. Finally, the supervisor got out and was, you know, fussing at him. But come on, you know, what's going on? He says, I can't get this thing to lock. So he took the lock off and was holding it up to the sunshine so he could try to see what was going on in the lock. And all of a sudden, he smelled of it. And he looked at me and he said, Hightower. Private Hightower, come here. So I got out of the van and he says, why does this lock smell like Loctite? And I said, well, I didn't put Loctite in it. I put transmission fluid in it. And he said, where did you get the bottle? And I said, well, I got it out of the POL cabinet. And I said, a little white bottle, and somebody was using it for, he said, don't you tell me, I've been working here for 23 years. You don't need to tell me what's in that bottle. It was not transmission fluid. It was Loctite. So, first day on the job, I had to rekey every employee on the shop and pay for the lock. So first day on the job, I'm $80 in the hole.